and now podcast audio going live on the right now status. Whoopsie days. There we are. All right, so now I have to get the YouTube link shared out. Phoenix Collider has the headlines. This program has an exhaustive fuck off.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, and it's on you.
All right. So news headlines, are my decibels okay? I'm still trying to figure out like where to set up the mic, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, we're good.
I think yours is better in general because you have the like.
I have a new one.
Yeah, fucking. It's still less than a year old.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh wait, I have a desk now. I have to move the mic over. Oh shit. Yeah. What am I doing?
No, I'm on the 2004 right. Microphone.
Okay. So news headlines. It is a white on white crime episode, so it's mostly going to be comedy. But before we get to the funny shit, here's some things maybe you should know about. A New York Police Department immediately suspends use of body cameras after one explodes. Uh-huh.
The fuck? What?
You heard me.
Nigga, somebody blew that shit up on purpose.
Probably. The New York Police Department has suspended the use of thousands of body cameras after one device exploded over the weekend. The department said officers would immediately stop using the VView model LE5 body-worn cameras out of a, quote, abundance of caution. Could y'all have an abundance of caution when you fucking beating niggas in the streets, maybe? Damn. After retrieving a body cam for deployment on Saturday, an officer on midnight patrol noticed smoke coming from the bottom portal and removed it. Shortly after the officer safely took off the body camera, the device exploded. Uh-huh. So, apparently, they don't have body cameras now, so I think we all know what's going to happen in these streets. However, the Commissioner of Public Information, James O'Neill, said nothing is more important than the safety of our officers, and equipping the NYPD with the best equipment is a paramount priority. Yeah, I wish y'all prioritized fucking protecting the public instead of killing them, too. But, you know, we don't always get what we want in life. Bigly news. A man was arrested for groping a woman on a flight and says, quote, it's okay because the president says it's okay to grab women's private parts. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that.
I mean, even if you... Here you go. Throw nuance at that, right? If you play that actual audio, he said if you're, like, rich and famous.
He did say that.
Not if you're you. Okay? Not if you fly coach and not your own private deal.
Yeah.
But even then, Trumpelstiltskin is white on white misogyny and rape culture like a motherfucker.
And yet got 53% of white women who voted. Huh. Well, Albuquerque, New Mexico. A Florida man is facing a federal sexual assault charge after he was accused of groping a woman on a flight from Texas to New Mexico. According to the complaint, the woman fell asleep on a Southwest flight. Why is it always fucking Southwest? Y'all niggas be rowdy on Southwest. She fell asleep on the Southwest flight and woke up to a man sitting in the row behind her, lifting up her sweater and touching her skin around the bra line. You fucking skeevy ass pervert.
You gotta kill him.
The woman assumed the incident was an accident. Sis, how? How? But 30 minutes later, felt the same man grab her again around the right side of her ribs near her bra line. At that point, the woman stood up, turned around, and confronted the man, who was later identified as Bruce Michael Alexander, and asked why he thought it was okay to touch her and demanded he stopped. She then asked a crew member to seat her elsewhere. When the flight landed, Alexander was taken into custody. Both the victim and Alexander stated they were complete strangers to one another. According to the complaint, Alexander was placed under arrest. He asked police what the sentence was for and what the charge was for. And later, he told police that the president of the United States says it's okay to grab women by their private parts. All right.
Which, nigga, you don't have that. You just threw that shit off the top of your head. If you can function well enough that you can get an airplane ticket and that you actually need to fly somewhere, you nigga, your brain is functioning better than that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find it now. I guess, like, his dad jumped in to defend him and was saying some shit like, I don't believe it. Like, you know, like that she's lying, which is a weird thing to fucking lie about. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. I know, right? I know. Let me see if I've got it in here. I think this, I'm sorry. My shit's like loading like super, super, super slow. Where did it go? Gotta find it. Okay, the Tampa man's father, Ray Alexander, defended his son saying, quote, I don't believe the allegations are true. I'm convinced he's not guilty. From everything I've heard and read about so far and from talking to him, I'm convinced what he said and what he was charged with what did not happen. Really? So he told you he didn't do it and you believe him? Okay. Mm-hmm. Bruce Alexander, this is the guy who actually did the groping. Bruce Alexander works as a heavy equipment operator, according to the criminal complaint, and in 2017 was arrested on a charge of DUI and was eventually convicted guilty on a reckless driving charge, which was a reduced charge. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. This fucking guy. You know my commentary on that.
Shoot him in the face?
What else is serious?
We also have, who's that? What was that nigga's name? What you call him? X-level extinction nigga?
Oh.
Extentation.
Extinction level whack nigga?
Yes. So all his fans have been caping for him since he was murdered. Saying, but he wasn't convicted and bitches lie and he was trying to turn his life around and blah, 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 blah. Because if you remember, he beat his girlfriend, threatened to rape her with a sharp object, and almost beat his cellmate to death for being gay and looking at him. And people defended this man for some reason by saying, but you don't know. You don't have all the facts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now we have all the facts.
I thought we already had them.
Well, I mean, we did, but you know.
Fucking Christ.
Some people need extra convincing. So, Pitchfork has obtained a secretly recorded tape of Extentation talking with acquaintances around the time of his arrest on October 8th, 2016. He discusses his ex-girlfriend who he believed had cheated on him, and he can be heard saying, quote, I put my source of happiness in another person, which was a mistake, right? But she fell through on every occasion until now, until I started fucking her up, bruh. I started fucking her up because she made one mistake, and from there the whole cycle went down. Now she's scared, that girl scared for her life, which I understand. Oh, okay. Earlier in the recording, he also said, I will kill that bitch if she play with me. Mm-hmm. The tape is 27 minutes long and was obtained from the Miami-Dade County State's Attorney's Office. According to the office, both prosecution and Extentation's defense lawyer consider the tape a confession. Yes. Also on the tape, in addition to threats against his ex-girlfriend, he also referred to a stabbing incident in Deerfield Beach, Florida, saying, I'm on the fucking Miami Times for stabbing, but how many people they put in the news? They said 3, but it was 8. So, he actually stabbed 8 people, I guess. Alright.
Nigga, that would increase your sentence.
It doesn't have to make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also admitted to stabbing a former manager in an incident that he was arrested for in Orange County in July of 2016 before being released on bond. These acts of violence were mentioned on the tape to explain why his ex-girlfriend was scared for her life. She's seen some shit she know. So, y'all gonna keep, caping for this nigga? He running around stabbing people, fucking admitted to beating his girlfriend, but, you know, y'all forgave Charlamagne, so you'll probably forgive this nigga too. As it tends to go.
You know, that's probably a crossover audience between those two.
I imagine there is.
Yeah.
And while we're speaking of domestic violence, in a headline that surprises absolutely no fucking body, white nationalist Richard Spencer's wife says in divorce filings that he physically and emotionally abused her. His wife is from Russia, and her name is kind of complicated.
The fucking goddess of irony does not fuck around.
Yeah, his wife is from Russia.
Jesus Christ.
Nina Korprianova? Let's go with that. Korprianova said that Spencer allegedly told her the only language women understand is violence.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is Violencia? Who the fuck? That's not a language.
Yeah.
But fucking oppressors don't need to make sense.
No. Corprianova married Spencer in August of 2010 and has two children with him, and alleges that Spencer physically abused her, including instances where she was hit, grabbed, dragged around by her hair, and held down in a manner that causes bruising and was prevented from calling for help. She also states that she has been reluctant to call police or seek an order of protection for fear of further reprisal by Spencer. Much of the abuse has also occurred in the presence of the party's children. Woo! I believe I read they're both sons, so, you know, that whole circle of violence thing. You can see the education they're getting, the home training they're getting. Spencer was stressed out by his controversial public life, which led to his family being targets of violence, and that he kept a loaded weapon in the bedroom that was accessible by the children after he was assaulted in public on the day of President Donald Trump's inauguration.
Wait a second. I heard that nigga in interviews. Matter of fact, not I said interviews multiple. No, I heard him on David Pakman's program and talking about how that hit wasn't really shit.
Yeah.
But it got you packing heat, though.
You packing heat, yes.
But that hit wasn't shit.
It wasn't shit. Despite his risk to the family, despite his risk to the family, Spencer continues to engage in extremely polarizing public speech, advocating for peaceful ethnic cleansing in a white-only ethno state, which tends to invite passions and violence. That's one fucking way to put it. Most of all, not Spencer's public speaking events result in violence.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer responded by saying, "I dispute many of her assertions and deny every allegation." Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. This was your show note. What the hell?
What?
What is going, Richard? You know what? Why? Not surprised, Richard.
Not surprised.
Spencer. Yeah.
Not surprised. And I think it's just going to be further proof that these type of people who promote violent rhetoric outside the home are violent inside the home too. This isn't fucking new, you know.
Yeah. And there's you know what? One of those is us. So there's a whopping one person tuned into the YouTube. There was two for a second.
There was two.
But they were like, yo, fuck these niggas.
Fuck these niggas. Fuck them niggas. Fuck them niggas. Fuck them niggas.
And I think that as long as we have to do this through the smart device there, like for moving forward, I'm going to have to move that stand off to the side. I'm going to have to move it back and bring your desk forward so that you're closer to that microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I wonder if that distance might be causing trouble. Folks, let us know. But the podcast audio will be there anyway within hours of this being finished.
Yes. And then, of course, explosive devices and other suspicious packages have been sent to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Maxine Waters, and other prominent Democrats, and CNN, and George Soros, which has sparked police investigations from New York to D.C. to Florida. Aha. Uh-huh. The spate of suspicious packages began with a pipe bomb found Monday in the home mailbox of billionaire George Soros near where the Clintons live. Oh, really? They live by each other and they hang out. And they're political friends. That's cool.
I think about it. So somebody got to George, because George Soros, he's got big money dollars, right?
Yes.
Can't be that easy to access.
I don't know. So,
you sure? Get to his mailbox, you think just anybody can get to it?
I don't know.
Or I guess they mailed it to him.
Yeah.
Then why is his address so easy to find? But then again, these are the kind of people that love hacking and doxing.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the hacker doxers. So really, go to 4chan. You'll find your person if you give a shit.
Yeah. By midday Wednesday, more suspicious devices had been found that were mailed to Democrats, including a former Attorney General Holder. Uh-huh. The FBI condemned what appeared to be an attempt to further particular political aims. The utilization of violence in order to further one's own political agenda is unacceptable to us. Okay, FBI official Brian Parman, no one fucking believes that shit.
We know you're gonna fucking say that, like... Everybody's... See, and like, again, like, the Democrats need to hire me as a strategist. I'll get you on your fucking talking point. This is what you go out there and say. Yeah, of course they did this. This is who and what they are.
Yeah.
Like, go out there and say, who's surprised? These are the people that murdered the, who's the abortion cat? They murdered in the church.
George Tiller.
They murdered him in a church. I think that detail gets left out too much.
Yeah.
They love and respect church and God and Jesus so much, murdered a motherfucker
and then she get
in
out
a
of,
church.
Didn't we cover, like, she was hit her parole?
Damn, that must have been eons ago.
It was like a year ago, maybe.
Only a year.
Yeah.
Shit.
We did a lot of shit in a year, though.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah. You don't get to fucking over 700 episodes by not doing shit.
Mm.
But, yeah, get out there, everybody. You know, get around, gather around. I guess these days you can email or conference call or Skype.
Right.
And, yeah, get everybody. Everybody, go on all the shows. Go on your Twitters, your YouTubes, your Facebooks. Every politician should have a YouTube and go live every morning. Fucking get out there and put that message out there. Who's surprised? Of course they did this. This is what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
They love violence.
Yes.
But they literally have a gang, Proud Boys. They have an actual gang. They're gangbangers. They're gangbangers and murderers, and they love rape. They're rapists, all of them. Just say it.
Right. Yeah, total side note. Yeah, sorry, she didn't kill George Tiller. She bombed an abortion clinic. Three abortion clinics.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, Rochelle Shelley Shannon, and yes, she did get out of prison in May. So it wasn't even last year. It was this fucking year. We covered this shit in May. God damn it. Although getting back to this whole, the explosive devices, just so you guys can remain calm, The White House has also weighed in and called these despicable terrorizing acts.
Terrorize.
Lock her up. Hillary for prison. Maxine is a low IQ person calling for violence. What? Somebody sent them pipe bombs? That is terrorism. What? Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then... And if I was a Democrat again, the strategist, I would tell people, now go back and just listen to, as a matter of fact, there's this show called The Wine Cellar. Go and listen to their coverage of Alex Jones.
Yes.
And prepare to not be fucking surprised.
Yep. Yes. Which I think is, you know, not only have we covered those stories, but also, like, we've played the audio. You can hear the audio. Or sometimes if we're not recording, like, if we're, you know, just chilling and you happen to have it on, I'll tweet what the fuck he says. He was just saying, I think, like, 2 days ago, he was talking about, like, they brought up the illegals to vote and they're using, they're going through obituaries looking for dead people and using their names to vote. There's hundreds of groups doing this, and if they win the midterms, the Democrats are going to take your guns and then they're going to come drag you out of your house. That's what he said. If they win, they're going to come drag you out of your house. But, you know, I'm sure no violence happened as a result of that. Also, Alex Jones' ex-wife follows me on Twitter. It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
That was fucking talk to her. Get, you know what? Get her on the program.
She's not legally allowed to talk about him.
Tell her to talk about some guy named Tom.
Some guy named Tom.
Yeah, some guy named fucking Dave. Just be like, who's this hypothetical Dave and what do you think he might do?
Right.
You know? Oh yeah, and we need to download that video of Alex Jones yelling at feces.
Yes. What's his name? Beto. Yeah.
Oh, he was calling the feces Beto?
I believe so.
Oh, man. And you could tell, like, there was literally, like, a director there telling him how to deliver his lines.
Yeah, and when he couldn't remember, he's like, give me the name again. And, like, you know, paused and got the, like, the full name, you know, like, the first, middle, last name. And, yeah.
Yeah, so that's more important than the fact that he was yelling at feces.
It was also hilarious to me, too, that he makes it be like, I'm hardcore in the streets doing this. If you look at the video, nobody's around him except his security guards.
Yeah.
And, like, the camera guy.
Security that he can afford to have. Alex Jones gets big money dollars.
He does.
All right. Man, we've been serious enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, man.
God damn it. All right. We've been serious enough, you fucks.
Yeah, that's all you get.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
All right, it's fucking time.
This show is fucked up.
I never have that one exactly where I want it.
This show is fucked up. You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're not fucking playing. All right. We are not playing.
Mm-hmm. Like that little bitch, Eminem.
Okay. It's fucking, that one's too fun.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
You can't beat that fucking quote. All right, fucking white on white crime, Phoenix Collider's show notes.
Yes.
In the Wine Cellar Podcast friends group. We don't do a lot in there, but it's just us. You can join. I'll try to screen you. If your profile doesn't look too fucking weird, you're in.
Yes.
All right.
Also, please stop trying to join the social dissonance group. Nobody uses it.
Yeah, we don't do shit in there.
Yeah,
like,
please stop trying to join.
If I could get like two people to just be like, will you moderate and regularly post in here? You know, and I'd run it, but I can't run it with my fucking work schedule. I'll try to figure a lot of this shit out with my week off work next mm-hmm. week.
Yes.
Wait a second. What? Two tourist graffiti might end them up in Chiang Mai jail?
Yes. It's white on white enough.
This nigga said it's white on white enough. I thought I had ad blocker on. That fucker just gave me a pop-up. All right, so what the fuck does it looks like? It says Scavoger Lee B, some graffiti they put. So a British individual and a Canadian tourist, they're facing up to 10 years in prison after being charged with vandalism. Spray paint, 10 years. All right, the two people, this British and this Canadian, they spray painted graffiti on an ancient city brick wall in Chiang Mai. Oh, you fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ancient brick wall and you white peopled on it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's how it made the, yeah, that's how it made a Wednesday episode.
There you go. Reuters news outlet, they have reported that the 23-year-old individuals, one is Furlong Lee from the UK and Brittany Schneider from Canada. They were arrested at the guest house in Chiang Mai and were being held at the provincial court pending further questioning over the matter. A CCTV, I should find out what the CC stands for.
Isn't it closed circuit television?
I didn't know that.
I think it is.
I'm ignorized. A CCTV video footage showed the pair spray painting a red brick wall near the Fay Gate. Nailed it. Fay. P-H-A-E.
Sure.
And it's the main entrance at the city's old town. This is a quote from the police major Anon. Church de Fouclacong. And that individual said, they admitted to the crime. Perfect impression of that person.
Really?
They admitted to the crime. That's how the police major Anon Sherd Shoot Dagvul Hong Kong talks. Neither of the artistic pair, quit being snarky journalists. Who's the snarky journalist? It doesn't have their name on this. neither of the artistic pair have been available for comment at this stage. The police fellers say the pair haven't engaged a lawyer. They also claim the two appeared intoxified during their artistic endeavors. The words Scouser Lee were painted on the wall, apparently a reference to the English city of Liverpool. Just white people.
Wait,
and
so
all
they
over
went
shit.
To Asia to spray paint graffiti about Europe on the walls? All right.
Yep.
Okay.
The individuals, Furlong and Brittany, they face up to 10 years in jail, a fine of up to 10 million, baht or both. That's the, currency out there. B-A-H-T. Baht. I think. All right. And that's fun. Phoenix Clear is starting out light.
Yeah.
Starting out, you're not too heavy-handed.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are we doing that one?
What? Fuck yeah.
All right.
Are you shitting me?
Okay.
Damn your, is this, this link?
Oh, what's wrong with, oh, you want to read it from?
Yeah, is this one of those mobile links? Mobile links never translate well to,
It doesn't show as being a mobile link, but here.
Yeah, or this website is just butt crack.
That's probably more likely.
Yeah, who is BCCTV News? Let me. I want to hear this cat first, though. John James Murray. All right, so this person's name is John James Murray, and they are a rapid man from Calgary, grew up skiing in the Rocky Mountains. I want to know, did you already read this and find out his rapper name?
Oh, I can find that out.
Yeah, what's his rapper name?
Yeah, you're going to read it from there and I'll...
No, I want to hear the raps first.
Oh, all right. Well, let's skip to another story and I will find his rap name.
All right. Yeah, and see if you can find SoundCloud, YouTube, something. I want to hear these bars. You know how I am about rappers.
Yes, I know.
All right. So the...
Oh, wait, we already did that one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh, man.
What?
You and your serious stuff mixed in.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is fucked up.
You know what? The story in and of itself was fucked up, but it made a Wednesday episode because of how he tried to play it off. Like, his excuse for what he did.
No, no, that was serious, too.
It was serious. He's a very serious man doing very serious man
things. That's right.
Things.
You see the full head of hair and the beard.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of cat, like, this is normal. His face, this is normal, regular guy. So a Florida feller who believed he was meeting a teen girl for sex, which sounds more like pedophilic rape to me.
Yes.
But hey, his name is James Bowen, a 34-year-old individual, and he's the co-owner of Bob's Barbershop in Gainesville, Florida. And he was one of seven men detained by overseers from the Volusia County Sheriff's Office as part of an undercover operation designed to target internet predators, codenamed Operation Unlawful Attraction. Tacky. He was arrested at a racetrack gas station. Those are very big gas... Well, maybe not every single one, but I've seen some pretty big racetrack gas stations. Mm. And so arrested at a racetrack gas station in Deltona after exchanging sexually charged chats and texts with an undercover detective that he believed was a 14-year-old gal. The video footage released by the police fellers showed he was wearing a t-shirt that read, quote, "I would cuddle you so much harder," end quote of the t-shirt. Mr. James Bowen was taken into custody this week in lieu of a $40,000 bond. That information came from the Gainesville Sun news outlet. And so another suspect got arrested, and that was a 22-year-old individual, Jonathan William Hayes of Eustace, a former youth camp counselor who told an undercover detective in detail about a sexual encounter, rape, he had with an underage gal in Volusia County. And this is a quote from an arresting overseer, said, "You picked the wrong county for this, man." So is there a right county for that?
We all have questions.
Like, what kind of shit? Like, this motherfucker just wanted to say some fucking 80s line.
I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
That's like a cowboy line.
Like, think about that shit before you said it. Like,
no.
Saying that you picked the wrong one inherently suggests that there is a right one.
No.
And Ray Charles isn't alive to tell you if you got the right one or not.
Who?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
I think that may have been tacky on my part. And there was a response. He said, "I can explain." And this was Hayes that got arrested, and he's the one who picked the wrong county, but he'll find the right one next year. He quote said, "I can explain myself, and it won't matter. I made a mistake." End quote. A third suspect, identified as a 43-year-old individual named George Wallace, That name just won't go away. George Wallace of South Daytona. And that individual was arrested in a racetrack gas station as well. And at the Daytona Beach. He's employed in the nursing industry.
Yep.
In a Monday briefing, as reported by the Daytona Beach News Journal, the Volusia County Sheriff, Mike Shitwood, C-H-I-T Wood, Sheriff Mike Shitwood, said, quote, "You know, as many times as we do this, it's like a moth to a flame. You've got these scumbags think they're going to have sex with a 14 or 15-year-old. We talk about it all the time. The internet is a dangerous place. Previous times, we've done this assignment, and we've had people show up with duct tape. We've had people show up with pills. We've had people show up with ski masks, condoms, Viagra, you name it. And sometimes, police fellers that are with our organization rape sex workers, but we don't talk much about that." That wasn't actually in the quote. I added that on. End quote. The operation was conducted from last Wednesday to last Sunday afternoon. The other suspects were named Ronald Foley, 28, Jonathan Harden, 25, Jorge Cruz, 49, and Ryan Kirk, 31. All right? And the story does not live up to the headline.
It does not.
Yeah, because what really stands out is that James Bowen, the Bob's Barbershop half owner, well, he had a reason for why he was doing that. He wasn't trying to put his penis on no damn kitties. He don't do that old bullshit. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
So I have been told.
All right. James Bowen be knowing what he wants to witness, and he wanted to see the sting operation happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure that when he went online and was sexting or sex chatting with a alleged 14-year-old, he knew that this was going to lead to a sting operation. He was going to be able to see it firsthand. He was just trying to get his journalism in. Mm-hmm.
That's why he wore the t-shirt that said, "I would cuddle you so much harder." He was talking about hugging the cops. He wanted to be like that black kid that got murdered by the white women.
Yes.
He wanted to be like him. He wanted to live up to his name. He wanted to hug and cuddle those cops. He's a cop cuddler. A cuddle buddy, if you will.
A cuddle buddy.
That's right.
Really?
Cuddle me bum. Bum cuddler.
There you go. Those are all his videos.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So it's John James on there.
Yes. On YouTube, John James.
Oh, shit. Let's do this.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's you. Anybody want to hear a white rapper?
That's a very hit-miss sentence. It might be good, but, I mean, Iggy Azalea exists, so...
Iggy McZalea exists?
Yeah.
Wait, am I looking at the right one? Recording artist?
Yeah, it's like him in blue holding a blue guitar.
Oh, fuck, that's a guitar he's holding?
I think so.
All right, let's get some of these bars.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't even know if he raps. He looks like he's gonna be a singer to me. Like he gonna try to sing.
Yeah, but it says rapper in the news.
It does.
We gonna hear this feller. Oh shit. Oh shit. It's going down.
Walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. Woo! Walk up in it like, oh damn.
Oh damn.
I'm feeling like a man.
Like, aw, damn.
I'm feeling like a man.
Feeling like a man.
Like, aw, damn.
Woo! Spit it!
I'm Floyd Mayweather. I never lose. The boy is straight winner.
Woo! Floyd Way Mayweather. The boy never lose. A straight winner. Weather rhymes with winner, nigga. It's and. Both of those syllables did indeed rhyme. Boom, nailing it. John James, the name of this song is The Man, and it's featuring Riff Raff. He got a guest appearance on this one. You're not ready.
Feeling like I own the world. Got some tricks up my sleeve I can show you, girl.
Woo!
Well, at least whirl and girl can rhyme.
That's right.
So, progress.
Got some tricks up his sleeve. You weren't ready.
I give her that D, it's your favorite letter.
You might hit it too, but I hit it better.
Woo! That is so tacky.
What? He hit it better. You might hit it too, but he hit it better.
Well, I guess at least it's not slut shaming.
That's right.
I'm trying to find a bonus here.
I keep her going all night. You kill the pussy once, I take all 9 lives.
I don't even know what he said.
He said, you kill the pussy once, I take all 9 lives.
Oh, that's wordplay on cats. Cat wordplay, son.
Oh, my God.
Meow.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a FallonKitty.com.
Oh, my God.
Bad bitch on my surfboard. The other rappers need to talk less and work more.
Woo! Who else? Do you have bad B words on your surfboard?
I don't even have a surfboard.
So you're hating. Hating.
What?
I'm the motherfucking man. Try to pull it off even when nothing goes to plan. Yeah. Walk up in it like.
Woo!
What else this nigga got?
You don't want to hear Riff Raff?
Nigga, nobody want to hear Riff Raff. What the fuck?
Thought you was a Heathcliff fan, punk. You nigga. Don't want to hear Riff Raff and the Alley Cats?
Man, I walk up in it like, oh, damn.
Princess cuss, so what?
So what
I'm
so
in the parking what? Lot doing donuts.
Woo!
Black Rory, pack parties, camcorder, South Safari.
Woo! You don't... South Safari, Black Rory, pack parties? That's a 3-syllable rhyme.
Oh, my God.
Pack parties and Black Rorys?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Hating.
In South Beach, rolling sweets.
I roll one up,
Bentley truck. Rolls Royce, talking Ford truck. F-150, frostbit wrist.
This is
Wait,
very...
did this nigga just go from a Bentley to a Ford F-150?
Yes, that, don't you mind your business.
I don't think that's... How the fuck... Why are you trying to hustle in reverse, though?
You stay in a hater's place. Hating.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hashtag she's goals.
Oh,
you're about to hate, aren't you? You go ahead, say it. Say, I'm about to hate.
If it wasn't whack, I wouldn't have to.
You ain't even hear it yet. You're being closed-minded to white men.
Yeah.
Fucking racist.
Woo! All eyes on her everywhere she goes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Smooth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad, actually.
That's right.
Ain't a room she walks in that she don't know. Yeah, yeah.
You're hating.
Yeah, yeah. She's motherfucking gold.
Oh my God. Compared to this one, every other bitch, nah. Hoes getting stunted on. Call the terrorist patrol. Damn, what a bomb. Looking at
woo!
Horny ass motherfucker.
What?
Oh.
You shouldn't call the terrorist or terrorist patrol. I don't even know if that is that like a department. Who was the terrorist patrol?
I don't know. It's like a Canadian. So
okay, that she's the you don't know. See, you're hating like a McMurrican.
Mm-hmm.
You probably want to shoot him and make him die like a McMurrican hater.
Y'all need to stick to maple syrup, really.
Well, you got your wish, hater. Okay, you got your wish. What?
Yeah, what? Indeed, what?
Oh, you... All right.
I'll give you until I finish me cuppa. And I'm fucking thirsty.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
John James, of who you just heard the hottest bars in your fucking life... is a Vernon, B.C. 34-year-old rapper who fell to his death in British Columbia while performing a stunt that involved rapping while walking on the wing of a plane. It was, quote, a beacon of light to follow your dreams, end quote.
Nigga, don't follow your dreams if it involves you falling off of a motherfucking plane.
You should follow your dreams on a surface that continues. Plane wings are limited.
Wait, does that mean that flat earthers can't have dreams?
Flat earthers can't have dreams?
Because doesn't the earth end eventually? Their service will run out too.
You know what? They should run to the end and just prove us wrong.
They should.
Yeah, because as soon as they get to the ocean, I'm pushing them in. All right, John James McMurray died Saturday filming a project he had been working on for months. And Phoenix got her wish. And a statement from his team is, quote, he trained intensively for that stunt. He didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't train. He ain't trained shit. However, as John got further out onto the wing of the plane, it caused the small Cessna to go into a downward spiral that the pilot couldn't correct. The statement said he didn't have a parachute, and the plane was flying when he did it.
Yeah, the plane was flying, and yes, he did have a parachute.
I thought the shit was on the ground, and he just fell funny and fucked up his neck or something.
No, the plane was flying.
You jack-knuckled fuckstick. You, okay, you wanted, you goofy ass. this is a quote also from the story. John held on to the wing until it was too late, and by the time he let go, he didn't have time to pull his chute. Oh, he had one.
Mm-hmm.
He impacted and died instantly. The team said the plane and the pilot later landed safely.
Well,
we're pretty sure that, or that would also been in the headline. but thank you for telling us that. He was born in Calgary, grew up skiing in the Rocky Mountains, the team said, and then he decided to be a whack rapper. And now you're just a segment. That it might be. If you listen to if you play back this episode, you can hear me saying it and you can repeat that I said it, and then it is indeed a direct quote. Of this episode.
Nice. It's like a reverse Gish Gallop. But yeah, so apparently that guy does stunts in all his videos. He's like skydiving and shit in his videos. It's fucking weird.
Alright.
Yeah, but I have one.
What is it?
Because, you know, I told you when I do one on white crime, I'd be like, Florida man arrested, and, you know, so on and so forth. And you were like, you should start doing Spanaway, Phoenix.
I'm not a fan of this.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
I saw the words police beat, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going back home.
So, yeah, I did a little police beat action to see what's going on in Spanaway area. You know,
All right, let's fucking do... I was looking at some of this shit.
What?
All right, Spanaway.
What?
Bring the heat.
You don't want to hear about Spanaway?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right.
Officers have booked a man into Pierce County Jail. And another man who was a witness didn't want sheriff's deputies to use his name, but told police he had information for them. Deputies found the man they later arrested in remote South Prairie at the intersection of 133rd East Street and Cedarview Drive. The man who was the informant, they keep using man interchangeably. One man is an informant, one is the one who got arrested. The informant told police he knew where to find someone deputies might be looking for. He pointed to a house nearby. Deputies knew that the house belonged to the man they eventually arrested, who had a long criminal record and several convictions, and was wanted by the State Department of Corrections for escaping community custody. The informant told deputies he's sleeping on the couch and left the area. Deputies then approached the house carefully. The state warrant included a warning that the man might have weapons. They knocked on the door and announced themselves, but received no answer. They called a commander who approved a forced entry if necessary. Police knocked again with no answer. They forced the door open and called the man's name. The man, who was yet to be identified, was 44 years old and sleeping on the couch. Deputies woke him up and cuffed him. Then, .. you won't believe what happens next. Or will you? Police spotted a mirror on the living room floor scattered with fragments of methamphetamine in a baggie that looked like it held at least a gram more of the drug. The man was now awake, said he knew about his warrant. Police asked if he knew what it was for. He said it was for failure to report. Police then asked about the drugs on the floor, and the man said, I don't know how they got there. Police said, how often do you smoke meth? He said, once a day. Police said, where did you get this batch? And the man said, I don't know. Sometimes it magically appears. I think it came in through the window.
Magic meth.
It's magic meth.
Magically delicious. It's magically delicious. Fantastic.
Nigga, you're still looking up Spanaway, and this is what the fuck I find. My meth magically appears through the window.
I grew up in this shit. And I think that's why I was so... And I grew up reading these stories and living around these people. So I guess transitioning to Florida wasn't a hard transition. Because when I... You know, one of the first stories I read out there in the newspaper was a gym teacher was, like, I think it was attacking students at a bus stop. You know, because why wait till they get to school? And then the police, they tried to tase him 6 times, but he would just rip the tasers out and keep punching the cops. So, you know, he was white.
Yeah.
So he's just whooping the cops' asses and pulling the tasers out. And then they finally got him down and arrested him. And that was normal news to me.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy. All right. White on white crime. Yeah. I like this mugshot. I'm going to get this up on winecellarmedia.com with the show post. This guy looks like if Eminem never made money. This is great. Good shot. Oof. Doesn't he?
He kind of does.
So we're going on down to Athens, Alabama. All right. I got the glaucoma. I need to expand the size of this hair. Mm-hmm. And a woman says a man feller done broke it into her house, made himself breakfast, took a bath, and washed his motherfucking clothes. It gets better. Now, her name is Mary Royster. And she told the WAAY, the local television outlet, news station, that she came home Tuesday and found a strange man who wouldn't leave. He told her he was waiting for his clothes to dry. Like, yeah.
What?
This is... fucking 2 sentences in. Like, really, the first sentence is like that add on to the headline, really.
Mm-hmm.
The 31-year-old individual, his name, Tyler Love, sounds like a fucking radio DJ. All right, so the 31.
93.9 with Tyler Love. Right. Here to take your relationship questions and offer advice.
And not, and you know what? And that could be a tagline for his show. We won't leave till the laundry's done. Like that. I'd listen to it.
We've been having so many fucking inside jokes on this show.
Ah, fuck. Are we going to start saying that? If we did, that would be hop skippity fresh.
Nigga.
If we start saying that.
We won't leave until the laundry's done.
WineCellarMedia.com. We won't leave until the laundry's done.
Jesus.
That's going to be my campaign slogan. I'm running for office now. I have a reason. Break into constituents' houses and tell them I'm not leaving till the laundry's done. Fucking. That 31-year-old Tyler Love is now back at the Limestone County Jail on a charge of burglary. And he had been released just last week after serving time for another burglary. So basically, and it was last week, right?
Yep.
So he pretty much builds up a week of laundry and has to do that shit. Like, this is outstanding. Mary Royster, she says that every drawer in her house had been searched through, and Tyler Love made himself scrambled eggs, took a bath, showered, and brushed his teeth. Mary Royster says that finding the man or her... What up?
Does that mean... Wait, did he have his own toothbrush, though? Because he used everything else of hers.
Probably used hers.
Ew.
That's saying he likes to go around trying out different people's toothbrushes.
Ew.
You know? Let's see what's going on. He hasn't picked his favorite brand yet. That's probably why he's using other people's washing machines. Like, that's how he shops around.
Damn.
You see? Mary Royster says that finding the man in her home was scary, but he wasn't violent, and she can laugh about it now. Laugh now, finish the laundry later. WineCellarMedia.com.
This show is fucked up.
All right.
How many more are we doing?
Oh, man. You know what? Let's go ahead and dip on over here. I'll tell you.
Wait, what are you dipping to?
Oh, shit, I didn't tell you about. That's the best way to do it.
Because I have a funny story here. It's like a mad pooper, kind of.
That's a weird way to introduce something. I'm going to check my decibels. I don't have to deal with this shit.
It is an alternative mad pooper story.
What the fuck? I'm not dealing with this, all right? We have to cover serious stories, all right? Because there's folks, apparently there's a gang of folks like
nigga,
marching.
I see Michelle Bachman's name on that screen. Ain't some serious shit about to happen.
This is serious wine cellar. But all those folks are marching toward Mexico's border or something like that.
Yes, the caravan of immigrants.
By caravan, what do we mean here?
A shitload of people.
Oh, so it's not there's real walking or some vehicles?
I've seen all pictures I've seen have been people walking.
Damn, so no wheels, just all footwork.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. All right. So a caravan of folks are heading on down there, and excuse me. And Michelle Bachman was a guest on a radio show, and just a reminder that Michelle Bachman was a former Congress critter out of Minnesota. All right, and the name of the program is called Stand in the Gap. Ironically, and okay. It's the American Pastors Network. I don't think they know vernacular well, and they don't know how kind of creepy, hilarious, weird that name of the program is. Mm. So, but then again, they want government small enough to fit in your gap, so they're gonna stand in the gap. All right. So she was on that program, and she actually brought some new insight to what's going on here.
Oh, Jesus.
What? There's new insight.
They come here. They have a full legal right to free education.
All right. So she's talking about what they get when they come here. Mm-hmm. Full legal right to free education. All right. All of the illegal immigrizers immigratiating. Okay. Oops.
To free health care. They yeah. don't pay for it. We pay for it. When you go to the doctor, you pay for your medical bills. They don't have to. And again, remember, the people who are part of this current invasion, over 80% are gang-aged males.
All right. Gang-aged males. Over 80%.
Invasion. Over 80% are gang-aged males.
How are they determining that?
Oh, how?
Yeah, how?
Oh, gangs have standards. You didn't know that.
What is it? What is a gang-aged male?
Military-aged males.
All right.
Whoa, so they don't have super predators?
No, not south of the border. They don't do that shit. That is, George Bushman would say, that is uniquely American. All right. So, yeah, so the thing is, south of the border, right, Hispanic, Latino folks, how do they say it on the Latinx?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, yep. Or Latin A, which is another one, but that's not as popular.
Yeah. It feels weird saying it out loud, but I guess I don't say the word Latin very often in general. But folks like that, they don't gangbang the way people do in the States, like, because they're gangsters, not fucking babysitters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the fucking daycare, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you need to be fucking 18. You need to already have a driver's license, maybe had a job. Maybe did a little welding, you know?
Welding.
Get a forklift license. Then you can join our gang.
Hmm.
All right? That's why their gangs are so efficient.
Really?
They don't bring you until you're 18. Think about it. MS-13 is every fucking where.
Yes. Yes.
Shit. Like, they were fucking, they were, like, helping us, you know, with the house and whatnot, getting some painting done. MS-13.
Hmm.
Gang banging.
Banging.
18 years old only.
And banging out the work, really.
Many of them are from the extremely dangerous gang called MS-13, and we have no vetting, no idea who these are. And remember, there is no right for anyone to enter the United
what
States.
We have no idea who they are, but we do know that they are military-aged men who belong to MS-13.
Yeah.
I Keep going.
They told her.
Right. Uh-huh.
But it was in, it was, they were speaking Russian when they told her.
Russian, of course.
We're on notice now that this invasion is coming. So President Trump is exactly right to put our U.S. military at the border and keep them out. They shouldn't be allowed to come in. They should be...
All right. It's important. Gang-aged males. All right. So now at least you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to... You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. What's your deal? What you...
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
What? You don't want to hear my story?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Also, I just saw a picture of the guy who won that, like, $1.5 billion lottery ticket. He looks like an older black man, so I'm happy for him. So it's like an alternative to the Mad Pooper story. It's like a different kind of Mad Pooper, sort of. Okay? So, in Franklin, New Jersey, where you're from, William, authorities say they have captured a man who is suspected of dumping his grandson's soiled diapers along several New Jersey roadways over the last year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Franklin Township police say an officer was acting on a hunch when he spotted 68-year-old William Friedman leaving a load of diapers in the area around Routes 47 and 40 at 3:15 a.m. on Sunday. He was taken into custody after a traffic stop. Friedman allegedly told police the diapers came from his grandson, adding leaving them around town without getting caught became a game. This is not a game. Authorities say a motorcyclist crashed in June after running over a diaper Friedman allegedly dropped. The motorcycle suffered minor injuries, but his motorcycle was totaled. Friedman so far has been charged with interference of transportation and faces up to $1,000 in fines. Yeah? Yeah. It's a different kind of mad pooper.
Using other people's poop now.
Yes.
Well, baby poop.
Yeah, baby poop.
Are they aborted baby poop? I mean, we just had the fucking, what was it, the baby pothead party? Something, that yes. was quite an episode yes, title you came up with.
And I, what?
Hello?
And I'm laughing at the comments too because somebody said, so the motorcyclist has skid marks inside and out?
Oh. What is he filling up his inner tubes with?
I don't know.
That guy's having a good time.
Mm.
Don't drive over any nails, Mr. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Like, so, I want to know if it's aborted baby poop.
Yeah, well, of course it is. I mean, what other kind would you use?
Abortifacient. Is that what that is?
Abortifacients?
Abortifacients.
Yes.
All right. What else is going on, Jew lady?
I think that's all my stories. Oh, there's one more about someone who stole some things, if you want to do that.
Oh, man. Is this white? Hold up.
That's enough.
Yeah, I see some nostrils there. A very light feller, but I see some nostrils, and I see a hairline that suggests to me Puerto Rican.
Well, you know, there's lots of anti-blackness on the island.
All right. Oh, this is in Virginia.
Yes.
Let's see here. What the fuck? I'm not dealing with this shit. all right. So so this is a store in Virginia, and some items were taken.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in Roanoke, I think.
Roanoke.
The Roanoke Times.
Just Roanoke.
Nope, it's Roanoke. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie artichokey.
The trenchable will throw you in the pokey. fucking.
Nigga, it was called the chokey.
It was the chokey?
It was the chokey, yeah.
Oh, it was the... Yeah, I... It was the chokey. Damn, that's on me. One should never forget Matilda facts.
Ever.
The news outlet out there, the Roanoke Times, they report that the Roanoke County police fellers, they arrested a 21-year-old individual named Manuel Carlos Ramirez Godoy. Okay, so Manuel Carlos Ramirez Godoy in Sunday's burglary of Clean Souls. That's the name of the store. It's called Clean Souls. And he took seven right foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed with Call My Lawyer on it. My man. So the Clean Souls store operator, Bob Wickham, He previously said he typically keeps right shoes on display while their other halves rest behind the counter. A warrant says the police fellers found a cash register behind the store, along with a backpack containing merchandise worth 5,000 doll hairs, and Mr. Ramirez Godoy's student ID. Nigga, you're sloppy? The court records show that Mr. Ramirez Godoy is charged with grand larceny. That sounds big time. I don't know what larceny is, but I know that grand is big and it makes it sound major.
I believe grand larceny, it just means like it's like theft, but the value of what you stole exceeds a certain amount, so then it automatically becomes like a heavier charge.
Oh, so they got like a fucking a thin line you cross.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has the grand larceny, destruction of property, and other counts. Despite the sweatshirt's instructions, it's unclear whether Ramirez Godoy has a lawyer. Who wrote that? You Huffington Post motherfuckers.
The Huffington Puffington Post.
Damn, it doesn't even, it says they got it off the Associated Press, but I'm not seeing a journalist name here. But, HuffPost Weird News. All right, so he's living a good life, a charmed life.
If you will.
All right, let's get educated a little bit more.
Oh, no.
What?
What?
I haven't played you Michael Savage in quite some time.
Oh, I have not heard Michael Savage in some time.
Top shelf radio host. Now, Michael Savage has been analyzing Bernie Sanders. All right? And he's been analyzing Bernie Sanders, and he's been analyzing Antifa. And he's made some connections and drawn some conclusions.
Oh, Jesus.
All right? What? You don't want to learn?
Let's see where this goes.
All right. You're going to listen to a wise man right now.
Because Bernie Sanders is the most dangerous man in current American political life.
Bam. You didn't know that, did you?
So, like, not Trump? Not anybody in his cabinet?
No, the Sandman. B Sand. Sandy B.
Because Bernie Sanders is the most dangerous man in current American political life. He is a classic Marxist. Everything he says could be said by Karl Marx prior to the Bolshevik Revolution.
What?
Bernie is the smartest man in politics. He's the most evil because he knows what he's doing. The frenzy of the ignoramuses in the streets who put on bandanas and beat people up. Bernie is responsible. He's the one who could stop it, and he didn't.
All right.
Clearly, he does not know how Antifa feels about politics and Bernie, which is like the wild thing to me about how like in the echo chambers people are. Because like to right wingers, this actually makes sense. Like, yeah, that's Bernie. He's like a communist and stuff. Talk to an actual fucking communist. Bernie's not a communist. Antifa's not like we're doing this for Bernie. Like, no.
On the damn debate stage, he said, Who was the one that was charging rich people a 91% tax? I forgot which president that, but he said, I'm not as much of a socialist as that guy. He said that because he's a democratic socialist. It's a different thing. And if you don't like democratic socialists, I'm going to set your fucking house on fire and you better not call the department.
In fact, over the weekend, he said, well, I don't know if I really like this kind of confrontation. He didn't say don't do it. That's his base. Just as Hitler had his brown shirts, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, the whole Democrat Party, have their Antifa and Occupy movement. They are the brown shirts of today. Everybody knows that.
Okay, first of all, why does everyone on the right wing say Antifa?
Because they want it to sound black.
Antifa.
They say because they want it to sound like black girls' names.
Okay.
Like, listen, Brian Fisher goes even harder. He goes Antifa. Like, he accentuates both A's. They want it to sound black. I guarantee you.
And secondly, again, this is like, if people would spend 5 fucking minutes outside of their echo chamber, Antifa is not doing this shit for Hillary fucking Clinton.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and find that article. Mark Bray, he's written books about Antifa, and he's like a historian and whatnot. And he had an interview with, like, a major outlet. I think maybe it was, like, Vox or something. Or Slate or some shit. And they were like, well, but Antifa's, like, with the... And he's like, no, they don't actually care about the political process. And they're like, well, but Antifa seems to be helping Hillary Clinton. He's like, no, they don't actually care about the political process. Like, whoever was interviewing kept asking. And they're like, well, how are they with the voting? They don't care about the political process.
It was a good interview.
Wrong.
What?
Antifa, think about it, like, the folks I know associated with Antifa, they're out of Chicago.
Yes.
Illinois.
Yes.
Where did Barry Hussein do his thing? Out of Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Boom. They work with Barry Hussein. He's black, right? They mm-hmm. wear black. Blam. All right? Isn't Hillary Clinton from Illinois?
Yes.
Whoa. Wow. Hey. Welcome to it.
And I've noticed that there is so little condemnation of the mass hysteria news cycles, be it these Antifa news cycles or the witch hunt of Brett Kavanaugh. It seems like no one from the left who's supposed to be a moderate or thoughtful or intellectual person, no one really stands up and takes a stand and say, hey, you guys got to stop. This is going way too far. This is
That was cute. He just suggested that being thoughtful, right, is the same thing as being moderate. They're moderate and thoughtful. No, one can be quite thoughtful without being a moderate.
When really, what, Chez Pazienza, Get Lost Boy, Go Fist It, Your Big Cousin, mm-hmm. Bob Seska, what, Tom and Cecil of Cognitive Dissonance,
mm-hmm.
like all the fucking Democrat version of the left, they fucking hate Antifa.
They do.
Hate.
You're making us look bad, guys. You can't just go around punching Nazis.
Making us look bad, nigga. They're not. You
are. This is
because
not
they're afraid of them. Even reasonable liberals of the John F. Kennedy school are terrified of the rabble on the left being whipped up by the Democrat Party. Remember what Holder said last week when he said they go low, we kick them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that. There's a chief law enforcement officer of the United States basically calling for street violence. And so, what do you expect the rabble in the streets, the garbage, to do? And we shouldn't forget that Hitler used, again, we have to go back in history to understand what's happening. Hitler used prisoners, ex-prisoners, people out of mental hospitals, etc., in his mobs, in the early mobs. We have the same thing. You look at the rabble in the streets.
What? You didn't know that?
Everyone looking at them knows that most of them are deranged or criminals. Now, thrown in with that are the useful idiots, the college girls who were hysterical, who think that they're living in some sort of fascism, which is just ludicrous. They don't know what they're talking about. If they were truly living in a fascist dictatorship, as they believe in their sick minds, wouldn't Trump have had them arrested by now?
From your observations...
See?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it did.
No, it
if
doesn't.
If these college girls were actually living in a fascist dictatorship, wouldn't Trump have had them arrested?
No, Trump would have appointed someone who's anti-abortion to the SCOTUS to repeal reproductive rights so that then they are forced to be breeders, actually.
Oh, so he didn't have them arrested. So no fascism.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Alt-right.
Everything but they got arrested.
Alt-right.
All right. Oh, you got it. Oh, scam likely call.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right, that ought to be that. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck? Ah, damn it.
What?
What is this?
Wait, what?
I forgot about this one.
What is that?
I was reading this before I clocked out.
Oh, that's the police blotter. I did the last one on there about the magical meth came in through my window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is October 14th. Police beat from the News Tribune, the newspaper I grew up reading, in Pierce County, Washington State. And it used to be the local section, but I think going into like late 96, early 97, they changed it to the South Sound, and that meaning South Puget Sound, the body of water, which a sound is a body of water. It's like, imagine if water was a peninsula. That's a sound. All right.
So it's like an inverted bay?
Yeah. I don't know why the people tuned in need to know that, but there you go.
Huh. Because we're educating niggas.
Alright, so Gamma, Gam Gams is somewhat, whoa, what the fuck, decibels are high as shit. Alright. So Gam Gams did not like some Halloween decoration in the house. And she took her objections to another level. The dispatch call recorded a domestic assault. Two sheriff's deputies drove to the 5500 block of 81st Street East and met with the caller. That's when you're in Parkland at that point, but you're on the other side of Pacific Avenue. So you're on the side where I did not live in Tacoma. But that is the side I lived in, Spanaway, that side of Pacific Avenue, which is kind of a main vein road. And so they're on 81st Street East, and they met with the caller, a 29-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood next to the green pick-em-up truck. Her son, a 3-year-old individual, sat inside. The deputies noticed a small cut on the woman's nose. She was also wiping blood from scrapes on her right hand. The woman said that she'd been arguing with her gams about Halloween decorations. The argument spilled outside as the woman prepared to take her son shopping. Demanded the keys to the truck, which she owned, though the woman used it regularified, and the woman said she was trying to load her son into the car seat when gams pushed the boy, knocking him down, and punched the woman, smashing her glasses against her nose.
And this was over Halloween decorations?
She wasn't feeling that. I want to know what the decorations were.
Shit.
The deputies spoke to the boy and asked if he was okay. The boy was quiet. And then he said, "Grandma pushed me down."
Damn.
That line right there. I was just sitting there thinking, like, what white child actor could totally nail that fucking line? Like, obviously, the past Macaulay Culkin, easy.
Yes.
But I don't know. I'm sure it can be done. Like, if you're white and you have a child, please record them saying that line to send it in. I think, I want that in the soundboard.
Okay.
I want a white child saying, "Grandma pushed me down." And it doesn't have to fit anything. I just want to click it every once in a while. That's most of what the soundboard is about. Is for what day it is, and
I mean, but it's not a male voice, but Penny could do it.
Well, yeah, because I mean that's like Bart Simpson and all that shit. Oh damn, that lady died. But they get cis women to do boys' voices.
Yeah, Penny could do it.
Fuck yeah, Grandma pushed me down.
Lisa Loco has a small child. Well, a child.
She's got to do in the Scottish joint.
Oh yeah, Lisa, we need bumpers. In Scottish. I know Scottish isn't like a language, but it might as well be.
Yeah, it is. And I was listening to a British broadcast, BBC Woman's Hour, and was listening to two Scottish politicians argue.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood them in the beginning, but as they got further pissed off with each other, I didn't know what the fuck they were saying by the end of that segment. But it was outstanding.
Yeah, I just think, like, every time I think of Scottish people, all I have in my head is that Robin Williams bit about golf.
Oh, that shit was great.
Do it once? Fuck no! 18 times!
18 fucking times! What are you gonna call it? A stroke! Every time you miss, you feel like you're gonna fucking die. He said, "We are almost to the end. We put a little flag to give you hope, but then we put a sandbox and a pond just to fuck with you some more." I think that shit was from 2001. That shit was outstanding. Big problem with Robin Williams, all the way up to his death, he always did the corny-ass 70s black person voice.
Oh, yeah.
That shit always sucked so bad. Like, that's probably the only time he heard black was like, Like, he heard Richard Pryor and said, "That's black people."
Yeah.
I think he's also Canadian, though, so he's probably like, "That's he's American Canadian? Black really? People." Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, him, Jim Carrey, Norm MacDonald?
Yeah.
Yeah, them niggas, Canadian-ass motherfuckers. Doobadoo, scoot, babadoo, bop, boo. So, Grandma pushed me down. The woman refused to fill out a domestic violence form. She said she didn't want Gam Gams to be arrested, but her actions were unacceptable. The deputies spoke to Gran Gran, a 79... White people in their 70s, man, this is their fucking year. Or just their sort of, their era. Yeah. Like, I think this sort of general half decade of 2015 to 2020, white people in their 70s are doing their fucking thing.
Yeah.
So they spoke to the 79-year-old as she admitted arguing with the woman and demanded the keys. She denied knocking the boy down. She said she didn't hit the woman. One deputy said, so here's a child saying, Gamma pushed me down, and somebody with blood on their face from when you punched them, and nah, I ain't do that shit.
It wasn't me.
Fuck it.
Wasn't me.
And one deputy said the woman had a wound on her nose. Gamma changed her story a little. She said she smacked the woman's glasses off, but had forgotten that. Oh, lying ass! Fucking old faking dementia ass motherfucker. Deputies, they cuffed Gam Gams and told her she was under arrest. She was booked into Pierce County Jail on suspicion of misdemeanor assault. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yep. Welcome to it. That's not even Spanaway. That's just South Pierce County in general. Mm-hmm. That's just who we is be. Oh, shit. A whole one person is tuned in again at the end of it.
Woo!
All right, we're getting the heck darn out of here. The next time, we're going to have Phoenix Kalita's desk moved a little forward.
Yes.
So that she's closer to the smart device microphone.
Correct.
All right, and that'll be that. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. Yeah?
Yeah.
You like music, you little gay music-loving lady?
Yes.
That's your thing?
Yes.
Yo, it's a fact-based fact. Can you get with that? If you don't like truth, then it's not for you. Trying to think of a theme song for social justice for kids. That's all I have so far. Yeah, that show will have no cursing. You can play it for your fucking kids.
I'm gonna try real, real hard. No cursing.
You can do it. You can do it. It's easy
peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we could bang that out. That's what I got so far for the theme song. I might not add anything else and just loop that, because repetition works.
It does.
Yeah, I will indoctrinate these children. Oh, Phoenix will.
Apparently Lisa's listening and said, y'all are entertaining tonight. So you got that bumper or what? I'm just saying.
Grandma pushed me down.
Yeah, Grandma pushed me down, and then I was some Scottish shit.
I shared one of Lisa Loco's posts to the WineCellarMedia.com. I have Lisa on notification. Whenever Lisa posts, I see it. Just to see a case, you know, like it's like some sociopolitical something or other. Yes. That I can share to the WineCellarMedia.com.
Oh, apparently she's commenting in the chat space. We should maybe look at it.
On the Facebooks?
I guess.
Or on the YouTubes?
Probably Facebook. Probably.
Let me see. I don't have any notifications on the, because it would give me notifications.
Oh, she said YouTube.
Oh, on the YouTube. Oh, it's not showing up on the smart device.
Oh, that's booty.
Do I? I can't swipe it. Oh, shit. Oh, so no. When I swipe right, it then shows me. Okay, I'll be ready for that for next time.
Yes. What did she say? Her goofy ass.
Oh, it just faded away.
What?
YouTube. This is the first time I use YouTube for live, so now I know that YouTube does some punk shit where it fades it away before you can gosh darn read it.
Oh.
Oh, now LOLOLOLOL just came up. And it says Lisa Loco. Bang, it's right there. Okay. Oh, okay. All right, so we can get the heck darn out of here. I got to go do a bullshit shift tomorrow in a workroom that I'm not properly trained in. And I'm not going to try very hard because they shouldn't put me in that fucking room. So they're going to have a bad day, not me. And so paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. I should be saying be as safe as possible wherever you are.
Yes.
Keep forgetting to say that.
Yes.
Okay, so now I have to hit stop on the... How do I stop the YouTubes? Do I just hit the X button?
Maybe.
X button. Are you sure you want to stop streaming?
And... Yes.
Okay, so bam.
Done.
So that's a YouTube live. So now I don't even have to upload it to YouTube. It's already fucking there.
Nice.
Wait, okay.
But how come I can't find the comments, though?
Oh, you found our YouTube and went to it?
I did, but I can't see the comments.
I should stop the podcast audio. That doesn't need to happen anymore.
Bullshit.